Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we don't need to hear none of that shit. Hey, I'm serious. What the fuck you guys be making all these goddamn comments in the chat room or whatever? Y'all just like talking with each other? You don't fucking like talking? You don't like getting yelled at by me? Man, you guys are something else, you motherfuckers. Don't never want to call me in, but you want to talk shit. Oh, somebody calling in already, 914. What's up?
Yo, what's up, bud? It's me, Cam. How you doing, man?
All right. What's happening?
All right, all right. I wanted to ask you something.
Come on.
What do you think about all these people giving advice to people when they're giving them, some of them are giving them horrible advice that may not apply to them? What do you think about that?
Well, I don't think shit about people listening to a whole bunch of motherfuckers. What I think about that whole genre of conversation is that you guys, I talk about this all the time. You guys need to wake up. You not you guys, you may not do it, but a lot of these motherfuckers need to wake up. They listen to people that give advice on shit that they never have done. They never have done the things they're giving advice on. They have read shit. They have come up with whatever, and they have a very good way of presenting it. And the shit they present is thought out because they're trying to sell something. But the shit they present, even though it's thought out, don't have nothing to do with 9 out of 10 of the problems motherfuckers really be having. Because the only problem people have is not being honest with themselves. That is the big culprit for every insecurity we all have. And nobody want to say that because it's too simple, yet it's very difficult to explain. So they don't want it. Hey, dude, it just got off the doggone thing because I didn't pick you yet, man. Bring your ass back, man. I was coming to you. But anyway, what I'm saying, man, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I should think about it. I just should inform you guys. Ask these people what the fuck they're talking about and how does it affect you. If there's one thing about Bud, not only am I going to tell you what I'm talking about, how it works socially, I'm going to tell you how psychologically it fucks with you or helps you. 517, cool. I'm coming to you in a minute. Hold on. Go ahead, bro. You got something else?
No, that's it, bud. You know, much love. I'll hit you on the email, and I love you, bud. Keep going, man. We watch you every day.
All right, brother, for sure. Hey, 517, what's up?
What's up, Professor? This Cameo.
Cameo, what's up?
You, Professor, I'm glad you on today. I ain't heard from you in a minute. It's been a while.
I've been kind of busy, man. I lost one of my partners, man. We had to bury him a day before yesterday, and it just was a whole – it wasn't fucked up. It was just – nigga hate losing people, you know.
Yeah, I hate losing people, too. I experienced a lot of that early in my adulthood. I experienced a lot of loss, and it crushed me, but I've grown from it, and I'm a better man because of everything I've been through.
Okay, what's up?
I just want to talk to you about that Abba Dabba for a minute.
Come on.
Bitches and pussy gangs, you know, you laced me on that at SWU, and I just had to tell you thank you, because I needed that lacing. I really needed that. And
Cameo, listen to this. Without going into details, and you got to use what you learned to know what I'm talking about, but see, lacing is one thing. But lacing, as far as giving you that information and you show yourself that you can do it, that's not the end. And you making that mistake because that graduate group that you don't think you need, you do need. because a lot of shit you be saying, a lot of shit you be saying on here is short. But what you saying is right, so I ain't gonna say you wrong. You know, it's fine, but it's short. And what you don't understand is once you get game, you gotta be around motherfuckers with game so you can use the game you got to get sharper. Because if you don't do that, you ain't shit. You just a motherfucker that read a book.
And right.
Listen, what I'm saying is, if you don't get your ass in that group and start and listening,
okay.
Man, I've been in the group. They've been telling me motherfuckers been coming in there, but they don't need it. Man, you guys full of shit. I ain't saying they said you. They did not say you, matter of fact. They just said what they said. And what I'm saying is, talking to the graduates that I do talk to on here, I hear them being short. But them niggas that's in that group, whenever I talk to them niggas is sharp. Because it's like 10 or 12 of them motherfuckers that keep each other sharp. Iron sharpens iron. And if you with a whole bunch of motherfucking lead, you ain't going to get what you would get being with iron.
Right.
So hey, Cameo, what you supposed to do?
I'm supposed to get my ass back in the group. And I got to look through my emails that I got with you and see if I still got the course. Because I ain't
fuck
looked
that.
Through the course
fuck
in a while.
That.
I got to have
that.
My...
Fuck all that. You got the course in your head. You call me all the time. You don't need the course to talk to me. So what I'm saying is use the fuck. That's what I'm saying. See, you lacking right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. And if you'd have been kicking it with real motherfuckers, you would see that you be lacking in these particular areas. It ain't that you lacking from having game. It's you lacking from having to utilize the game you got. Because you think because you got game, you don't have to use it. Then you only have to use it for show when you round motherfuckers that know what you're doing. Or not. You understand that?
Right.
So
yeah, I understand perfectly.
Listen, what I'm saying is either you know that you don't have it or you comfortable with just thinking you have it. Now, that's what's up with you, man. I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, I'm glad I did, too, because I needed to hear this. I needed to talk with you.
Well, the thing is, man, when I, you know, every blue moon, I go in the graduates group. And the last time I was in there, they were talking about a lot of people come that have graduated, but then they think that they don't need blah, 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 and they don't, you know, keep participating. Look, I tell them, man, many motherfuckers are called, but very few are chosen. So just because a motherfucker know what you know, don't put him on your level. Let him get on your level. And you not trying to reach their level. You saying you shine away from it because you think you already own it. But if you was on it, you would be in the group kicking it like the niggas that is on it.
Yeah, and I got a lot. You're right. And I got a lot from the group when I was in there, me and the brothers. The alumni, we was chopping it up on the conference calls, on the weekly calls, and, you know, I just got
to
get...
Hear me up. I don't need you to tell me the shit that's going to let me know you did call them. I already know you did. What I'm saying
is,
get your goddamn shit together, because you ain't sharp enough to not be in that fucking group. Them motherfuckers is sharp. Them motherfuckers...
Okay.
They didn't even... Listen to me, man. They didn't even start realizing what they knew until they started conducting this group. Until they start having to deal with motherfuckers that ain't going to be goddamn going for what they say just because he said it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a nigga like this, man. People talking about women this, women that. Okay, whatever. My point is this, motherfucker. I do think it was a male chauvinist lifestyle before... What? What'd you say? You ain't talking to me? Nigga, you wasn't even
talking. I'm listening to you.
No, you wasn't, man. You
I'm listening,
man. Fuck that. I'm gone, Cameo. Hey, 209, what's up?
Hey, 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 what's going on, bud?
Nothing, brother. What's happening with you?
Man, just tapping in. Caught your show. I've been moving and grooving and ain't had a chance to tap in. So I'm just, you know, hello. You feel me?
Hey, yeah, I do see you, and I love that, too. But, you know, just for your information, I do want motherfuckers calling in. But I do want them to call in with a question or whatever, you know, so we can kick it.
Right.
I do. I appreciate you calling in to say hello. I do.
Okay. Okay, well, check this out.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your opinion? Okay, I got a question. I got an ex-wife. I cut her off. She took the house, didn't leave me stranded or nothing, but took the house, and now she want to come back. I don't know what to do. I still got a whole house over there, though.
Hey, stop.
Not in between.
Stop. What I'm saying is this, nigga. Quit lying to yourself. You know exactly what you want. You know exactly what would make you and that bitch cool. But you're trying to let everything else that's been going on interfere. If the bitch got the house and you need the house and you need her to break herself to make herself to show that she about to do what the fuck you talking about, then that's what you have her do. But ain't nobody saying that's what you gotta have her do. What I'm saying is think of who the fuck you are and what you want out of that bitch. And since she coming to fuck with you after already saying fuck you, you should know what I've already told all you motherfuckers. If you do what the fuck you supposed to do and the bitch say fuck you, blah, 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 for whatever reason, oh, she coming back. Ain't no way she gonna stay gone from a nigga that did what he was supposed to do. She gonna be mad for whatever the fuck made her mad, but in the whatever amount of time, you gonna hear from the bitch again. And then it's up to you. You know, you could be where you was when you left the bitch, or you could have grown. Which one you wanna do, bro?
I'm full grown, bro. I'm full grown, and I want to seize the opportunity.
No, I didn't say full grown. I said you could have grown.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I have grown all the way.
Well, listen. If you have grown, start being brave enough to do what the fuck you think.
Right.
Fuck the bitch. Fuck the house. Fuck the past. It's about right now in the future. Right now to tomorrow, to the next day, and on. We can't do shit about yesterday. Can we?
Man.
Can we?
No, we can't. Yesterday, is gone.
So what I'm saying, man, what the fuck you thinking about it for when it's about your tomorrow?
Man, the bride, though. Man, the bride.
Hey, man, it ain't about the bitch.
Time.
When you hear me mention the bitch?
Right.
It ain't about her. That's what's wrong with your ass, man. You want to... Hey, man, hold on. 337.
Man, she on her way, bro. I'm going to have to get off the line, bro.
Go ahead, man.
I'm going to call you back. I'm going to call you back.
Go ahead. 337, I was just picking you and you got off the line. Goddamn, man. These niggas don't have no patience. Any motherfucker. Oh, 337, you back? Come on. There you go. What's up?
Yo, what's up, bud? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. What's up with you?
Oh, shit, just cooling, you understand? Hey, so, man, I'm calling because I remember one time you told me on the show that you say no woman makes eye contact with you on accident. So could you just elaborate on that for me? Because, man, last time I didn't get you to elaborate on
stop,
it.
Stop, stop, stop. Hey, 251, hold on. Don't hang up. Do you know what eye contact is?
I suppose, yeah.
Fuck a suppose. I asked you a question.
Yes, I know what it is.
What is it?
Shit, when you look at somebody and y'all make eye contact and stare at each other for a second or a split second or a prolonged.
Okay, stop. You're correct. So do you know what you said? It's when you and the bitch, for whatever reason, accident, whatever, make eye contact for a fraction of a second or 2 or 3 seconds. It ain't the time. So the time don't make the eye contact. What makes the eye contact is when you see the bitch, see you, and what you do after that is what make it eye contact. All you're doing is seeing the bitch. If you think eye contact alone is going to do something, when you make eye contact, you got to be thinking fast, man, baby, see me. You got to either smile, you got to nod, you got to raise your eyebrow, you got to let her know that you know she's seen you. Because she might be trying to, she might be trying to sneak and see you, and you caught her. And if you don't do nothing, she thinks she sneaked and seen you. But then she's trying to sneak and see you, and you catch her, and you wink at her or whatever, and she say, damn, that nigga sharp. She going to see that as a plus. And when she make eye contact, it's not by accident, because you won't make the contact. There won't be that lock. Your eyes, you guys looking in the same direction for whatever reason, and then your eyes come across each other. Then just keep going. It keeps scanning. You totally not see that bitch. But if you stop for a fraction of a second and see her and she see you, that's eye contact. And you supposed to make a move. Do that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And see, that's what I've been doing. So, you know, as soon as I catch a motherfucker looking, it's taking a little practice because, you know, a nigga just ain't like quick.
Wait,
I
don't
want to
hear all your shit. I don't want to hear all that. What I'm saying is this. Maybe you see something ain't working for you. That's why you had the question. So what I'm saying is you might be seeing the action, but is you overplaying your hand? Are you making the right move? Are you saying the right shit after you see that? You know, you got to think all that shit, man.
Right.
All right, man.
Shit,
hold on.
It, but...
You know it. 251, what's up?
What's good, Rosebud? What's going on?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Chilling. I wanted to ask you this quick question. Oh, yeah. So you know how, well, you don't know how, but my mom, basically, she has, you know how when parents have, like, holy water, and then, you know, they see something on the news, and then they go around the whole house and bless the whole house.
Okay, go ahead, man. Go ahead. I don't need to hear all the details, but I do know what you're talking about.
Right. Like, seeing my mom do all that and actually just be, like really believe in, like, God and believe in everything that she believes in, like, is that the same amount of belief that you should have in yourself to, like, become the best version of yourself? That's my question.
The short answer is hell fucking yeah. Let me tell you something, man, and I'm going to just tell you the end of it. But my mama was crazy like that. She didn't, you know, spray holy water and shit. She'd be ironing, and she started singing, and the next thing I know, she just burnt her clothes up because she just shouted, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, she believed. Now, she said, and we thought she was crazy, but she said, I ain't worried about no doctors. I don't need this. I don't need that. I got the Lord. And she said, I believe that the Lord gonna let me die in my bed with my kids around me. Bro, that's what happened. What I'm saying is she turned me off from church because she was just God this, God that. You can't do this without thanking God. You can't even, we used to put our clothes out. Man, I'm wearing this tomorrow. If my mama seen us doing this, she'd beat our ass. Boy, tomorrow ain't promised to you. Golly, mama, you just take it too far. But.
Too far.
What I'm saying, listen. What I'm saying is, when we was standing around her, and she was about to, everything she said, I'm going to be in my house, I'm going to be in my bed, my kids going to be around me, and I ain't going to feel no pain, I'm serious. This really happened. They gave her, she went to the doctor. They gave her 6 months to live. And she had us, you know, meeting shit. She started telling us that. I started crying. Get out! I said, what? Mama, get out. She made me get out. Don't come in here with them tears. She said, because I'm ready to go if I'm going to go. Because Lord don't want to know. She said, I don't care what them doctors said. I'm not taking no pills. She ain't taking nothing. 7 years later, when she got ready, you know, was ready to die and shit, all that shit she said changed. We was all there. And even, she barely there. I'm crying. And he told me to get out of the room. Mama didn't play. She was crazy. Oh, God. She just, we couldn't play marble. Because you can't get on your knees unless you're praying. I can't do that shit. And what I'm saying is, the end, I believe that shit, maybe not. But I certainly believe in the power of belief. And I believe that if you believe whatever you believe, you got to believe it like my mama believed in Christianity. If you don't believe it like, hey, man, if we needed some bread, and it was at night, and the only store open was the liquor store, we didn't get no bread because she didn't support the liquor stores. If she ever seen us around one or winning one, she'd give us a whooping. My mother was crazy, but it wasn't that. It was that how much she believed it. She just believed it. And if you believe what the fuck you talking about, and if you believe enough to do whatever it takes to keep doing what you talking about, then you gonna get what you talking about. Even if it's some illegal shit. It ain't that God wants you to do illegal shit, but you got to be for real. So if you want to do illegal shit, you got to be ready for all the illegal things or consequences. And if you are, do your shit. That's all. You feel me, though?
I feel that. I understand that.
So did I answer your question about it? Do you have to believe it that much?
Yeah, 100%. You answered the question to the show. I appreciate it.
All right, man. That's all I want to do. I appreciate you. Hey, you know, sometimes I be quiet. Most times not. But when I'm quiet, it don't mean that I'm not being busy. To the contrary, normally, when I'm quiet, as far as not making videos, you ain't heard from me. I'm really busy every day. For me, brings new things for me to wonder or think about, and see if I can add any of this shit to my already full list of scheduled things. Because I got a list of shit that I need to do every day. It's not the same thing every day, but some of it's the same thing. But then I do add to it whatever I need to do that particular day. So the number one thing that I need, me personally, need to add to my list is to, no matter what, allot some fucking me time. I know that shit sounds silly, especially since I'm a fucking conceited bastard and all I do is talk about me. But everything I do in one way or another is for me. That's because I am selfish. But this is where you need to be sharp and distinguish what's what, because if you can't, you're going to miss what I'm saying. The shit I do in the long run is for me. Even if I go to the bus station to pick you up because you just got to town, that's for me. It's the mental aspect of life and my goals that what I do affect. And that's a continuous process of work. And that process pushes me. Scenarios, you know, when I bring them to you, I create them, and they're so you could start thinking outside the box. Because the box make you think in the box, and you know in the box, so you don't have to think no more. All you do is do what people do. Thinking outside the box, you got to think about all kind of shit all the time. I mean, if I made something, a scenario about shipbuilders, you know, the hell of motherfuckers gonna respond. But when I make the shit apparent that what I'm talking about, it's gonna be part of a learning experience, none of them motherfuckers respond. People are fucking strange, and I know it. When it's fun and games, they're all for it. But when it gets serious, they duck and hide. Now, are you one of those cats? You don't have to tell me. Answer to yourself. See, when I say some shit like this, it's going to be an experiment I'm going to use. Nobody wants to be part of that. Now, this experiment is to prove how fake people are. And naturally, you're going to prove me correct. Just like I'll be talking to these cats that be on Streamline or StreamYard, and they all be talking to each other in the fucking a chat room. And now one of them call in. Now one of them motherfuckers call in. Now, is that person fake because you're not calling in? I think he is, especially if he has an opinion. If he ain't calling in to say, hey, bud, what's up? Because a lot of them say that. Then, okay, I can see you not calling in. Man, that nigga be saying this shit, blah, blah, blah. That nigga smoke too much weed, blah, blah. I mean, them is opinion. And you can call in and say something, man, instead of being a chump. So what I'm saying is, the shit I do proves shit to me. And if it's about fakeness, it's going to prove how fake motherfuckers are. And I'm going to do whatever I'm doing that's going to show me either or. But most of the time, you just prove me correct. See, just a little more concentration will net you a lot more action. Concentration plus dedication will get you a little more traction when you're down for your motherfucking action. Dedication turns into a form of motivation. And when it does, goddamn, let it control all your stagnation, because you guys are stagnant and you're just there. The difference is it's not quicksand, because you ain't getting away from quicksand, but you're going to drown in it. This stagnation just grabs you. And it won't let you go. Now, if you do what you're supposed to do, what you're going to do is help in the castration of men in this fucking nation. See, you'll be what the average guy think of as a great sensation who will change this goddamn crazy fucking generation of men. Hey, 469, what's up? Four, six, nine, what's up? Yeah, I was just going to say, man, you may as well get off. He did get off. See, what I'm trying to accomplish is getting us men to all belong to one faction. We one sect. And we're just men. We all think like men. We all do what men do. You know, a little more tact in accepting these goddamn facts, we all can be men of fucking action. That's why I kick it with Tech. You know, I gotta call my partner damn near every day if he ain't calling me. And I guess, you know, when you get older, and there ain't that many real ones to kick it with, you just need to holler at a real one that's still here. I guess you need to talk to somebody so you won't think this shit was a dream. Did I dream I lived like this? If it is, or if it wasn't a dream, either way, I don't want to wake up. I just don't want to wake up. So I try to keep everything going. That's why I kick it with my nigga. You know, we just got off the road from L.A. We went down there. We buried Jew, one of our partners. Rest in peace, Julius Bell, motherfucker. I don't know. I started to say it's funny, but, you know, as I'm talking, I guess it ain't funny, but... Shit in my life has a lot to do with what I talk about when I kick it with y'all. But most of the shit, matter of fact, all the shit I'm talking about, it's about the things I was going through or dealing with when I was your age. But it's being spoken on from a nigga that's my age. So, now, if I was your age, I probably would be saying more of the shit the way you say it or think it. But since some of that shit is wrong and, you know, not the best way to think, I have to go with experience. And almost every time I finish a show or a video, whatever you want to call it, I get a lot of dudes saying how they're glad, you know, that I do what I do. And inevitably, some of them say how much gain they're getting from me. What I'm saying is, this is why I don't fucking like the other gurus. You don't get no abba-dabba from me. See, because what's funny is those motherfuckers talking about how much gain they get from me. Not one of them really picked anything up. They just heard what I said or they seen something I did and they liked it. And they got game. I'm saying, I guess I have to accept they just ain't going to get it until they do. And I'm just telling you guys, any of it, you can't read. You can't listen to people talk. Or you can't get in any way, you can't get this abba-dabba unless you're willing to talk to any woman, you're willing to face any fucking problem, you're willing to climb the highest goddamn mountain with the confidence you know yourself well enough to believe in whatever the fuck you're thinking to do. See, what I'm saying is the key. Well, I guess I'll tell you this. Because I don't know. All right, well, the key. One of the keys is, I mean, one of the keys to catching a fucking woman is introducing new ideas to her. And I don't know what it is about introducing new ideas to a woman that's so much of a turn-on, but 9 out of 10 times, whatever you're introducing to her, there's something other than the shit motherfuckers are saying to her. She didn't hear it 3,000 times this month. And that fresh shit I'm kicking is breathtaking. It's like a breath of fresh air. Not only that, since she's had that breath of fresh air, she's 500 times more likely to be interested in what I got to say. 281, what's that?
Hey, I wanted to know about that change, what you were saying about change and dedication. How would you, like, use that to draw people in? Like for as far as females.
Hey, stop. Hey, you can't do one thing to draw people in. You have to have a personality that draws people in. And once you have that personality, you can choose a particular thing, and you can use it the particular way you want to use it, and it'll draw people in. Otherwise, talking shit, you know. You can use that to draw people in if you're talking shit at the right time, the right way. You're in a gambling joint, and these motherfuckers, everybody losing and shit, and, you know, it's a real casino. So I'm just saying, you start talking shit, man, I should have known, and you can't beat your motherfucking house. Blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying how to, but no matter how much money I bet, I can't outbet the house. You know, blah, blah. I'm just talking shit. See, people will gravitate toward that. Not that I'm correct, but that I ain't tripping about what they tripping about. I'm sharp, man.
Yeah, you did that for me. Appreciate that.
All right, bro, for sure. See, what I'm saying is this. Bitch done heard the shit most motherfuckers be saying 3,000-4,000 times this month. That's why I stay fresh with mine. I don't know about you, but if you want to, you know, catch, you can't talk about how good she look. You can't talk about none of that shit. You got to talk about you and what you thinking and what you going to do and how she may be able to assist and blah, blah, blah. See, why are we surprised when we read or we hear something that we were thinking? See, this is something, I ain't no religious freak, but you got to know this. You got to be able to see when God is trying to work for you or work with you. Let's say you was thinking about a person who knows about a lot of different things, but can't figure out a direction to take. I mean, now this is not that I have anything to do with God and what he do, but God allows you, let's say you got to think it because of my video. God allows you to see my video, and from it, you see clearly that you don't want to be a motherfucker that know about everything, a jack of all trades. You want to know about everything, but you want to be a master of at least one thing. Now, the good thing is that you saw my video. The telling thing will be what you do about it. And most people don't realize this. They get action at realizing their dreams, and they squander it. That's because they are really dreamers. And they're totally satisfied, totally comfortable with simply dreaming. I'm a doer. You should be a doer. a person who dreams of something and realizes at that moment God is working with you, allowing you to see whatever this vision is, knowing that a doer cannot sleep until he gets that vision started. And this is key. Starting it is key. In my own way, when I'm doing that, I'm trying to repay God for what he's allowed me to see, what he bestowed on me. Now, if you can't see it, you can't do it. But if you see it, well, if I see it, consider the shit done. Now, this is a good model for you to have also. When you finally wake up to start following my shit, you'll see I ain't trying to tell you to do me. You'll have realized the importance in the person of knowing why the things I say will help you. Go to my archives and check this out. I do not simply tell you to do this or that. I explain why this is socially, what to do, and how it works psychologically. Everything I say has a social and a psychological value to you. And I explain what it is. So you need to stop kidding around, following these fake-ass motherfuckers who talk about game just because it's a buzzword. The word game is a buzzword. Fuck, as soon as you say it, everybody like bees jump on them intimate motherfuckers gonna kick some game. Man, please. The motherfuckers just got the good sounding things to say. But they ain't got no substance to back it up for you to see the value in doing it. You just don't look at that kind of shit. You guys don't know what to look at. To be running around like a dog chasing his tail, you better get up on some real game, some real abba-dabba. Then you can get it here at Sidewalk University. Now, if you a lion, or if you think like a lion, king of the jungle, have you asked yourself, when do you roar? I know you motherfuckers say, oh, God, here he goes with another one of those fucking parables. Man, can I continue? Any fucking way. I felt as though I was the king. No matter where I went, I looked to compare myself with anything worthy of my comparison. I didn't want to think I was bad. I wanted to know I was the shit. So I compared my wit, my speed in seeing my action, my tools, my looks, shit. I compared every motherfucking thing I am except my roar. I very seldom roared or even found it necessary to roar. You know, I speak to you about demand and command. Well, not often, but at various times. And this is an example of why commanding is 4,000 times more powerful than demanding shit. I never find it necessary to roar because my presence commands respect. Just like Shantae and I found out when we went to this funeral the other day. All them OG motherfuckers, man, even the niggas that was drag niggas doing shit different than us, getting more money at once than us. They was just, man, they wasn't jocking me and the nigga, but they was just telling us. I mean, you niggas' names was ringing so much, blah, blah, blah. You know, blah, blah, blah. Man, we just had a lot of it. It was cool, but we was at a funeral. So what I'm saying is, when you're truly powerful, You don't have to announce your presence. Or you don't have to tell people to be quiet and respect you. Your presence will bring all who sees you to attention. Just like that lion's presence make every animal in sight quiver with fear. He don't have to roar to get his respect. All he needs to do is stand tall and yawn. He don't have to make a motion or a sound, and he has every motherfucker that who can sing attention. All animals and humans by command. He commands respect. It's way more fly to command respect than to demand it. Now, in my courses, there's a part in it where I emphasize how you can tell if and when your confidence arises. And I get different confirmations about different shit. And if you got the course, I'm sure you remember where it's at, that I say that. But when you're minding your own business and someone says to you, hey, man, I can't put my finger on it, but there's something really different about you. What happened to you? I mean, that could be a coworker, that could be something else who barely know you. And you don't expect none of this shit. Now, I got this. This is from an actual dude. Couple of sentences, man. Let me read it. Bud, man, I have to thank you for talking shit to me. Yeah, I took it like you were talking directly to me. I was listening to one of your shows, and it made me to go on and buy the whole enchilada. Let me tell you, right from the get-go, I saw a change in me. I thought I was tripping until about a few weeks after I had been going hard, as you say to do. I was at my parents' home, and my mother said, boy, what got into you? You walking different. There's something different about the way you walk, boy. But when I told her I bought your courses and how they helped boost my confidence, she told me to give you a tip. So here's an extra $50. I wish I could give you more. And when I can, I'm going to hit you again. Thanks, man. Loving this new life. You see, y'all, this shit is very rewarding to me. And it's the main reason that I fucking do what I do. I keep trying to convince all of you. I have many people who feel like this. Check this out. But this shit is literally jumping off of me. What the hell? I caught this little actress at the bus stop. I knew her from years ago. I probably met her about 3 times. We've never been anywhere close to hitting it off. But with my renewed confidence floating off me, not only did we kick it for 3 hours at her spot, last night she came over and I bust that thing out. But peep this, she's already talking about trying to lock me down and how did we end up here. You seduced me, Frank. But this shit is powerful. I was at the casino. All the waitresses and chip runners and some of the female managers were all up in my face waiting for me to say something, giggling and being much more friendly than usual. This shit is crazy, but it's not crazy. It's real. I'm telling you, man, get your fucking confidence game ready so you can play. Now check this. This is a scenario. And you could believe it or not. If you put 10 men, 10 qualified alpha men up today. No, I take that back. If you put 10 men up today in a room and 10 men up today alpha men with yesterday's beliefs in a different room, and you ask both rooms the same question. The room with 10 dudes of the day would have 10 different answers, and the room with 10 dudes from yesterday would have one or two, at the most three answers. So what I'm saying is, do you as a seasoned man know why this is? The reason is men of yesterday played by the same rules, and those rules had the same meanings. Unlike the men of today, the men of yesterday took pride in being individuals, and we weren't afraid to think. We knew we were in a field where each one of us thought the same shit, but we also knew at the same fucking time we were individuals, and we'd be damned if we're going to be going around like clones. So we'd spend hours thinking of how to make what we believe different so we could be the shit. The moment, the very moment what we were thinking made us start thinking against the game, we dropped that thought. We forced ourselves to stay within the boundaries and still do shit that's going to separate us. We wanted to be known for what we stood for, and we did. We were known for that, the way we did it, individually. And it had to be all about this abadabra. You guys today only have your way to do shit, because none of what you're doing is truly about this abadabra. It's not about it properly to where 90% of you motherfuckers agree on what's going on. Today, most of you motherfuckers say, you know, women are tripping. And all that do is allow you to accept the shit that you do. Because real men know there has never been a generation where women were not tripping. For your information, even in the 1500s, women were tripping. Matter of fact, probably in the caveman days, the niggas in any time of any era dealt with the woman with what that era had to offer. Now, the caveman used his club, hit that bitch in the head. But after they started talking, the conversation overpowered that bully bullshit. It don't matter that she's resisting you. If you stand on your nuts, you'll have respect and make a name for yourself. So y'all letting women handle you instead of you handling them. You guys are being taken care of by these women instead of, you know, putting that abadabra down on them. If you think this abadabra stops when you catch a brawl, you're sick. Women aren't easy to deal with, especially hoes. You take the W off the word fucking woman and you got a real word, omen. That's a sign of danger. That's what's important about knowing that shit, is that you believe that, you know, women is a sign of danger if you don't handle them right. Now, if you believe in good and evil, you put a D in front of evil and you got the devil, the epitome of evil. And then you put another O in the word God, you have the word good. I say women are the epitome of evil things to come. And these evil things will come only if you listen to them as far as what you should do as a man. They're women at that point. And if you ain't lacing them with your style, you shortchanging yourself. I formally see. I everything I see is through the lenses of this abadabba that I got. Not that I believe it, I lived it. 517, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's going on, baby?
Nothing, what's happening?
This 517, Larry Hutchinson, man.
What's happening, Larry?
Man, I'm listening to you kicking that game. You're right on point, baby. You was telling us in the first time, 100 women. But it ain't about women. It ain't just about women because you focused on women. It's always a man in the back. It's always a man in the back. Her cousin, her brother, her father, somebody in the background, her friend. So what I'm saying is, so I'm not about the pimping or the getting hoes or nothing like that. I'm about my business. So I contact 100 people a day about my business. And that's how you grow your business. And that's how you grow your brand and get your money. That's what we're talking about, ain't
it? Well, no, I ain't talking about that. But, you know, I do be talking about that, you know. So as far as branding, you know, keeping your brand. But what's big about what you just said is you don't have to use eye contact just for what I'm talking about right now. Because like you saying, whatever you do, when you make eye contact, that's where you going as far as what you're talking about to whoever you made eye contact with. And that's what I'm talking about. It's just that I'm talking about fucking with women right now. But it ain't that you saying nothing different or wrong. What you're doing is clarifying for me and everybody else that this shit ain't about women.
No. No,
that's good shit, bro.
Like the first presentation. How do you present yourself? The cleanest guy. I was with a guy. He had more game than I did, but I was looking better than him, and I got the chick.
Yeah, but listen,
so it ain't about that.
Wait. You say he had more game than you, but you was looking better than him. So who had the game?
But. You keep asking me these questions. Last time you was like, what's 1 + 1? And what's 2 + 2? I was like, is he on some the Mac stuff where $300,000 or $500,000?
No, bro.
Yes,
no,
bro.
See, listen. What you doing right now is just letting me know that you scared to talk. Because all that bullshit you saying ain't answered the question. None of it. You ain't even approached the question.
Okay, repeat the question.
I ain't gonna repeat shit, man. I'm good with you. We cool. Thanks. I don't be babying nah, nigga. What I'm saying is I don't give a fuck what you think. If you think it, believe it. Because I'm doing what I think. Period. So my thing is this. Unlike most motherfuckers, my shit is real. And I ain't saying women are naturally bad people. But society has fucked their heads up just as bad as it fucked your motherfucking head up. And they done fucked up hoes' heads. So if you listen to women, hoes are just regular women, you headed for danger because of how women think, how they've been taught to think today. A sharp motherfucker can guess what's bothering a particular broad that he's at. Now, who want to be guessing? Nobody want to be guessing, but your ass better know how. The importance of being able to guess is the broad may not want to tell you. How do you make your guess right? I didn't say you have to know and you guess. You just guess and you do that. You make it right by guessing with confidence. Otherwise, when you guess, you ain't asking her, is it that? You telling her what it is. Once you guess, she's going to start mentally identifying with whatever you guess, even if it's not what's bothering her. Then you slowly build on what you told her was bothering her, adding to the conversation your ways of solving that problem. But once you get her to fully agree with your observations, you go in for the kill. Now, here's an example. She's resisting me and won't tell me why. You know, I've asked her in a non-threatening manner, and she just won't tell me. So what I do is smile my all can Harry smile and look dead into her eyes. And then I'm going to say, what did that fool do? Now, this sentence is a fishing sentence. She say, what fool? Now, this is her taking the bait. Then I'm going to say, the fool you mad at and you're trying to punish me for. This is reeling her in. Now, she going to say something like, what are you talking about? I'm not punishing you. This is her wiggling, not actually knowing she's hooked on this line. Now, I'm telling you how to fish, motherfuckers. When you a motherfucker, you better know how to fish so you can eat. So, I tell the bitch, you think you ain't punishing me, and in reality, you're not. But whatever that fool did, you can forget. And, well, you can't forget it. And you got your motherfucking guards up. Now, this is me giving her a little line so she can relax and allow this fisherman to reel her motherfucking ass in. And the bitch say, you got me twisted. I ain't mad at nobody. She now realized she hooked. And I say, really? This line is holding her. And she gonna say, no, I'm not mad. She caught now. I just gotta get her on the boat. Then I say to her, well, do you and me a favor and start listening to me as if you're not mad. And while you at it, I'd like to see your fine ass smile. I'm putting my apron on as I say this, because if baby smile, she's mine. And what she do? Smile. And I think to myself, dinner served. See, of all the things a real man should know, one of the most important ones is how to fish. If you don't have a conversation similar in nature to what I was doing, you'll never catch a motherfucking broad who was showing a little resistance. None of you could put a Mac down like that, and you know it. And that's just very simple, common shit. Nothing slick. You don't have the confidence it takes to make something like that work. You may be brave enough to start it off, but you know the conversation's going to fall off soon. And you're going to let her get away. So what I'm saying is, catching the fish is not only hooking the motherfucker. You got to pull that motherfucker in while they struggling to get away. And then you got to be able to get that motherfucker on the boat. You got to do all these things to catch a fish. I'm just telling you because I know. I know. I mean, you can... Say, how that motherfucker think he could tell us all that? Because I call bitches a gang of them. I've been quit. You motherfuckers. I've been quit 3,573 times. It used to be 3,570, but I was fucking with three rounds. Well, at least last month, before last month, but last month, they quit me all up. Man, I don't give a fuck. I mean, I don't care, of course. They don't look for no goddamn pussy. But whatever the reason, I ain't gonna ask you why, bitch. I'm gonna get some more bitches. That's me. I care why, but I ain't gonna ask you why, motherfucker. I ain't really caring that much. What I care about is how I take shit. And how I take shit is how I do shit. And you motherfuckers better understand. Until you get like that, you ain't gonna be about it. All right, y'all, I'm gone, you know. today, Friday, I got to do some shit in class. I was gone Wednesday to the funeral. I had to bury motherfucking Jew. I didn't have to bury. We buried him. You know, all the names. And it was just a beautiful name. Hey, I'm gone. Stay up. God damn it. Sidewalk University's July semester is waiting on your motherfucking ass. And all them goddamn tools, everything on my site. I got all kinds of goddamn deals. And I wish you guys would stop buying singular fucking tools. They cost too much that way. You need to get the packs. But then again, if you got $85, and that's all you got, you can't give them one. But I usually get, oh, shit, 402, you came on just in time. I was about to go. What's up, bro?
What's going down with it, OG?
Nothing was happening.
Man, nothing too much, man. I just happen to know that you're a legend, so I was wondering if you ever had the likes of bumping into another legend named Frank Ward.
I know him as far as being from Oakland, but I don't know him as far as I kicked it with an attempt with him. They're a generation ahead of me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a for sure, man. You know, I figured because I was around
the place. You know that motherfucking boxer, God damn it, I can't even think of his last name. His name Ward. I think it's Frank's son.
Oh, straight up.
He's a champion, and his last name is Ward. I forgot his fucking first name. But Yeah, look him up, man, and see. He out of Oakland, man, and Ward brothers. They was rolling like a motherfucker, and I guess they made a pass for it.
Yeah. Man, they said, man, them brothers had owned all them black businesses that, you know, rest in peace to the, you know, late great Mac, you know. They said that all the places that it was filmed at, basically, them brothers was owning them barbershops, them hair salons where you seen the music group performing. So I'm like, I wonder if he ever bumped shoulders with them. You know what I'm saying? But
I can't tell you that live, but I didn't been in somewhere where they were at the same time. That's MacArthur Broadway, then shit like that. But I didn't really know him to where I kicked it.
Believe that.
Yeah. All right, man. Looking out.
I appreciate you. Oh yeah, indeed.
You know it. All right, you guys. I'm gone. I'm gonna do another video this weekend, so be ready. And it's gonna be fire. Already wrote it. So be ready. I'm out.